Welcome back to episode 26. It's been a while. These last few months have been a little hectic, so today's episode, I wanted to talk about ways to help you focus with your practice. Here's a little disclaimer. I am by no means a professional on this topic. I'm speaking from my own experience and things that I have looked up. A lot of these tips I'm starting to try out on my own to see if they help. So I'm going to give you a brief backstory of the last few months. I was told by one of the providers that I work with that she thought I may have ADHD. We worked next to each other and she would watch some things I did or listen to some stories I would talk about. And she herself has ADHD and is educated on the subject and told me that I should see a psychiatrist because she felt I shared similar traits that are those with ADHD. Another day I was speaking with someone from our IT department and he also has ADHD and took psychology in college. We were talking about installing a new software in the computer. And when we got into the subject on how I cannot focus on one task until the end, yet I have 50 tasks going at once, and I do the same with my crafting, he then asked me if I was neurodivergent or had ADHD. And I told him he was not the first person to ask this and that I planned on getting evaluated. So I set up a teledoc appointment, which is just, one of the ones on the phone with a doctor, because I could not find a psychiatrist in my area. And the reason for the visit was I was having trouble focusing. So that's all this doctor knew when he started talking with me. We discussed a lot of different examples of my struggles, and he asked if I was ever evaluated for ADHD as a kid, and I told him no. So he tried starting me on ADHD medication that was a non-stimulant, and because the teledoc doctors, they cannot prescribe stimulants because they're a controlled substance. It's something that needs to be prescribed by a doctor in your state. So he suggested for me to find a psychiatrist in my area in the meantime and to take this medication, and we would follow up again in 6 weeks. So I tried out this medication, and everybody has different experiences, but this one gave me almost every side effect it had to throw at me. Now I was focused, I got plenty of work done, but I was not myself. I couldn't sleep, I had no appetite, I lost about 4 pounds that week. I became really irritable, sad, angry, and I didn't want to talk to anyone. My pupils got giant, so I felt paranoid anytime I talked to anyone, thinking that they would notice, that they would think I was on drugs or something. But my brain was finally silent. It was quiet. It was, I can't even explain it, because normally my brain's not quiet. I'm constantly thinking of every random thing, and there's just, I always feel like there's noise. I talked to the provider I worked with, and she told me to keep pushing through. It will get me better. It will get better in a few weeks, but I may lose that random creative part of me. I cried. That's what makes me me. Why do I want to lose that? I'd rather be all over the place and be myself than a well-focused robot. And this was before Christmas. I didn't want to be this way around my kids, so I decided to stop taking it. Because with the teledocs, you can't really like call the office and reach out to them with questions. I had to wait 6 weeks until my appointment with him. And I couldn't wait that long. I wasn't feeling right. And I tried reaching out and I wasn't getting any response. So I'm currently on the search for a new doctor. But I'm told by multiple people that I know with ADHD that they had to try a few different medications to find what worked for them. One told me they self-dose so they don't lose that creative part and take their medication just when they need to focus. Again, I'm not a professional, so make sure you talk to your doctor about any medications or how to take your medications. But for now, I kind of want to try some more natural ways and try to see if that helps before trying any other medications, because I'm not a fan of them. I'm going to name a few things in my practice that I struggle with when it comes to focus. So, first thing is reading a book. Every tip I have heard from from almost anybody when it comes to learning about the craft is to read. And, you know, if you want to learn about the gods or goddesses or different practices or anything, everybody says to read. Now, since I was a kid, when I read, my brain just disconnects. I will still be reading, but my brain is not comprehending what I'm reading. So instead, my brain starts daydreaming about a random topic. Then a couple pages later, it reconnects to the book, and I'm like, how did I get here? I missed something, as if somebody skipped a scene. And then I have to go back a couple pages to try to see what I remember to reread what I just read. And I have struggled with this for a very long time. Even if it's a book that interests me, I still, like, I can't focus when I'm reading. Another thing is people tell me meditation. Have you tried meditation? Well, I have a lot. I've tried guided meditations, and I cannot clear my head. I try to focus on meditating, and my brain is just all over the place. And I've even sat there for over half an hour trying to meditate, and I've had no success. And I've tried this on multiple occasions. I've tried, you know, having music in the background with or without lyrics. I've done the guided meditations. I've, you know, burned incense to see if like certain smells will help me get into a meditative state. And so far, I have had no luck. Another thing is putting together a spell. So I know what I want to do. I know what I need to do. But then when it comes time to doing it, I can't find the motivation to gather everything to get it all set up. Because I pack my altar and everything up, I pack everything away. It's just that motivation to sit in focus to set everything up is something that I've been struggling with. And I don't know if it has a lot to do with I have so much going on in my life that I lose motivation. But for me, in the morning, my ideas are just flowing. And I'm telling myself, oh, when I get home, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh, I can't wait to do this. And then when I get home, I'm just mentally so exhausted and drained that I don't want to do anything. So those are some issues I've been struggling with. I'm not sure if some of you may relate. What I'm going to do is I'm going to list some ways that are supposed to help you focus. I don't know for sure if they do. I'm going to try some out. Everybody has a different reaction and different experience with different things. So it may work for you, but not somebody else. Or, you know, it may work for them, but it may not work for you. So there's, you know, different crystals, stones, or herbs. So I'm going to start listing a few different ways to help you focus. All right. So some herbs that are known to be helpful with focus is lemon balm, hawthorn, hibiscus, ashwagandha, valerian, oat straw, flaxseed, and chamomile. Other things people use for remedies for helping focus is fish oil and fish, skullcap, passion flower, green oats, lavender oil, and caffeine. Some crystals or stones that are associated with helping focus is malachite, blue lace agate, hematite, amethyst, moonstone, smoky quartz, fluorite, red jasper, citrine, and sodalite. And if you go and look some of this up, you are going to find a lot more. I'm just naming off some of the ones that I found to be most common. I've seen them listed more frequently upon different sources when I was looking this up. So what I plan on doing is I want to try to make a bracelet with some of these different stones to help me focus. I also plan on trying to take some of these different herbs as supplements to try to see if this helps with focus. I want to try to go for more natural ways than the medication to see if this will help me. But again, everybody is different. So try out different things. See what works for you. And again, I'm not a medical professional. So if you really are having a hard time, I would talk to a doctor and take their advice. But these are just some tips that if you want to try more natural ways to see if it helps, then those are just some ideas. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Hopefully it was helpful to some. The episode is over, but if you guys stick around, I'm going to be talking about some updates. So one thing is, last episode I mentioned that my cousin and I were going to start a podcast together, but unfortunately my cousin, kind of unfortunately but also good for her, she got a full-time job, and with that full-time job she's been working a lot of extra hours, and the way my schedule and her schedule is set up is we don't really have time that lines up where we can record an episode, especially because she is in a different state, so it makes it hard. I do want to continue with the idea that I was going to do. I just may have different guests to talk about the different things. So I will keep you updated on that. A second thing is, I created a Patreon for my Etsy page. I do want to do one for the podcast, but I want to make sure I have stuff to offer and be able to create things for you guys before I set up the Patreon. But I do have an Etsy page, which I'll put the details in the link in this episode, but it is Creations at Heart, and Heart is spelled H-A-R-T. And I have an Instagram, and on there is my link tree to my Facebook, my TikTok, my Patreon page, as well as my Etsy page. On that page, I'm going to be doing a giveaway for some of the stuff that I create in my Etsy shop. And I do a lot of like candles, wax melts. I'm doing some resin work, as well as wire wrapped stone necklaces and stone keychains. So if you're interested in that, go check out the page. I am going to be running a spring giveaway. So go find that there. And I kind of gave you guys a medical update, but I recently had to have a procedure on my heart. I had an ablation done, is where they have to go in, you know, through your veins or arteries up until they get to the inside of your heart, and they have to cauterize parts of your heart that are sending out the wrong electrical signals, you know, so it was throwing my heart rate off. I did end up having to stay a little bit longer than expected in the hospital, but everything went well. I'm recovering and healing from it. Just unfortunately, my out-of-pocket with my insurance is extremely high, and I have a lot higher medical bills than I was expecting. So unfortunately, it doesn't really leave me with room to be able to purchase more supplies for my Etsy so I can make and create more things. So that is why I created the Patreon. If anybody is interested in helping support that, that'd be very much appreciated. But I will continue to keep you guys updated with any new things coming up. And again, I'm going to link everything in the description in this video so you guys can find my Etsy page and the Instagram for it and everything. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being so patient, and thank you for being so supportive. Bye.